Let's start with commerce. The world commerce is driven by admiralty law. Now, admiralty law is not a familiar term to most of us. We may hear today the term UCC, or Uniform Commercial Code. We're a little more familiar with that. Well, its origins are indeed the admiralty. So what does admiralty mean? Sounds like something to do with the seas. So if we go back into the history, we see that the open seas were the way of commerce in the early days of shipping. That was the only way goods traveled any distance from country to country. However, if there's a challenge, let's say some goods were damaged or missing en route, how do you rectify it? We have different laws in different countries. How do you settle it? Whose court do we use? So what was decided, let's create another set of laws for the open seas, for shipping, for commerce. We'll call it the laws of admiralty. So if a shipment from Spain to Australia is lost or damaged, the recipient has the right now to, without going to any court, on simply a letter form, state his claim in simple terms. Send it back to the shipper explaining the loss. The shipper has the option then to agree by doing nothing or to challenge. If he has evidence that what was said in the letter is not correct, he must provide proof. He cannot deny it, but he can provide proof of something different, which then is returned to Australia, or in most cases, they simply ignore it and agree. A second letter goes out from Australia as part of this process just to confirm, to make sure that you're aware we are about to wrap this thing up. If you have a challenge, you better get it to me quick. Nothing again. The third letter goes, and at that point, what is stated in letter one becomes truth. There's no court. There's no dispute. It is the laws of admiralty. So they are now legally able to deduct, if you will, part of that payment for the missing goods in this instance. Now we say, well, that's fine, but what's that got to do with me? You know, I live here in America someplace, and I'm not even near the sea. You may be, but you may not be. Well, as the years progressed, they found admiralty law had implications everywhere. And each of the countries also, in our country in particular, said we need to have every state or give every state access to the sea. Well, how can we do that? Well, we have roadways that run up from the sea to every point on this in this country, do we not? Well, those roadways now in the world of admiralty became waterways. In fact, with some of the flooding we heard about earlier, that has become more true than we would imagine. But even when they're dry, they're still considered waterways in admiralty. So every state, no matter how landbound they are, or any place, has access to the sea. So primarily, since World War II, the rules of admiralty have dominated in the form, codified in the form of the UCC, now dominate and are, in fact, the rule of the earth. There is one governing body, and that's the Uniform Commercial Code. Now, you might say, well, that's cool for commerce if I'm buying goods and have a dispute, but what about crime? What if somebody steals, breaks into my home and steals something? Well, if they stole something, there's a value. There's commerce. And you say, yep, that's right. What about murder? Certainly, murder can't be commerce. Indeed, it is, and you'll discover later in our call when we get into the straw man, how the straw man is the source of funding for everything. Therefore, if you've harmed the straw man, you've harmed funding. Therefore, you've committed a commercial act. It, too, falls under the rules of UCC. Go into a courtroom today, and you will see a flag hanging there. It's not your flag you're used to seeing. It's not your sovereign flag that's 1.9 by 1 in dimension. It's a stubbier flag, a shorter flag, and it has gold fringe. Well, gold fringe is the sign of admiralty, as is the military flag that you'll see flying there. Military also runs under the rules of admiralty. And by the way, the rules of admiralty say you're guilty until proven innocent. A little different than what we hear told to us, isn't it? So if you wonder why it appears that we are not winning in the courtrooms, it's because we've already lost, actually, before we got in the courtrooms. We'll explain that in a moment. But before you leave your courtroom, go up to the back of the courthouse sometime and look for the water pole. Yeah, a water pole. Even on high, dry land, you'll see a water pole, and very often on these courthouses, what are they telling you? We are in admiralty law. Okay. You go in the courtroom, you sit in the courtroom, and they'll spew out state law, federal law, whatever. But even the judges today, if you bring up constitutional law, the U.S. Constitution, they're going to say, we don't do that here. They actually are telling people that. And they're right, they don't. I'm not saying right or wrong that they should or shouldn't. I'm just saying they don't, and they're admitting it. So admiralty law is what rules. And the Uniform Commercial Code is, in most cases, we believe, administered by the Secretary of State. Many of us have filed a UCC form. We fill out a piece of paper, or we go online to that state, and we complete what's called a UCC filing. It is not the way we do it. It does not work. First of all, the system that they have created in this commercial world with the banks is a private closed system. It's not for your use. Never was intended for your use. It was intended for their use in filing against you. Now, they'll take your paper. They'll let you do that because they can turn around and process that paper and make money with it. Will you get the filing protection you hope for? No. You'll notice when they make the filing, they give you a copy, and they keep the original. If you don't have them control the original in the filing, you've already lost your chances in this whole process we'll be discussing. So that's why we do not file with the Secretary of State. We do it directly with the source. So that's called a GL-UCC filing. So if you hear that term, you'll understand a bit that that's a very unique type of filing only we provide.